We want to present some awards today for people who have made a significant contribution not only to the state of Utah, but also to the nation as a whole. The first award goes to a person who has spent his career in working with tax entities, both in state and across the nation, in ensuring that we have greater efficiency, we have greater predictability of taxes, and we have greater equity. And this award goes to R. Bruce Johnson, who just retired as a state tax commission chair. The plaque that we have for him is the Lifetime Service Award, which is not given very often by the Taxpayers Association, but in this case, it is as deserved as any Lifetime Service Award we have ever given. This humble man, R. Bruce Johnson, not only was chair of the State Tax Commission and ensured that as the Tax Commission goes forward with adjudication, that adjudication is done without fear or favor or bias or prejudice. And so in recognition of his exemplary leadership as chair of the Utah State Tax Commission, president of the Federation of Tax Administrators, chair of the Multi-State Tax Commission, chair of the American Bar Association Tax Section Committee on State and Local Taxes, and board member of the National Tax Association, and for positively affecting tax stability, predictability, and equity, the Utah Taxpayers Association is proud to present this Lifetime Service Award.
This is a very great honor, and literally I would like to thank everybody. And I'd like to thank everybody because everybody is impacted by taxes in the state of Utah. I'd like to thank especially the Tax Commission and the people I've worked with for the last 16 years who are really committed to the idea of making evasion more difficult and compliance easier. I'd like to thank the legislatures, specifically the members of the Rev and Tax Committees, who have spent collectively hundreds, if not thousands, of hours trying to understand complex tax issues that they probably never dreamt they'd have to deal with. I'd like to thank the local officials who have worked tirelessly in trying to implement a fair property tax system. And most of all, I'd like to thank the taxpayers of the state of Utah and their advocates, their advisors, and the Taxpayers Association, because we really do rely in this state on the goodwill of our taxpayers, and we rely on your input into the system. Taxes are far too important to be left just to the government, and we really appreciate your willingness to work with the Tax Commission and your future contributions that I know will be coming. And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my wife, Nancy, who has supported me.
Will you stand?
Stand up. She supported me steadfastly through 38 years of marriage, plus a whirlwind five-year courtship. I didn't move any faster 40 years ago than I do now. But I certainly couldn't have done it without her support. Thank you very much.
Stay up here for just a minute, would you? I don't think it's an overstatement to say that Bruce Johnson has probably affected sound tax policy across the nation more than any person in history. And he has just taken a job after leaving the Tax Commission and serving on the streamlined sales tax effort to try to address the Quill decision, which said you can't impose a tax from an out-of-state seller because the complexity of doing that back in the 70s when the Quill decision was made was just too big of a burden for retailers. Now, today, he is working for a company, a Utah company called Taxometry, which has developed a method by which all outside retailers can easily comply with that decision. And I wonder if you would just comment on what that company does and also what the potential is now for the Supreme Court to maybe reverse the Quill decision now that tax compliance is made more simple. Could you just comment on that briefly?
Yeah, very, very briefly. One of the projects that I worked on extensively when I was at the Tax Commission was the Streamlined Sales Tax Project, which was basically a recognition by the states that sales tax compliance was just, frankly, too difficult for multi-state businesses. There were a lot of differences that didn't really matter, but each state had their own way of doing things. So the Streamlined Sales Tax Project was a project that many states engaged in collectively to try to make things more uniform, more simple, and where they couldn't be made uniform or simple, to have a technology solution. And the technology solution includes certified service providers who are basically pre-audited by the states. Their systems are pre-certified by the states, so retailers can rely on those systems to collect taxes. And if they get it wrong, there's no retroactive liability. Taxometry is in the process of becoming one of those certified service providers, which we hope will continue to make compliance easier for all taxpayers at a lower cost. And so we're excited about that and look forward to working in the future to continue to make compliance easier. Thank you. To your question about whether or not that could overcome Quill, there was a very encouraging concurrence by Justice Kennedy in a recent Supreme Court case that basically said if Quill was rightly decided when it was decided in 1992, it's outgrown its usefulness. The time is ripe for having a neutral solution where out-of-state retailers don't have a competitive advantage over local retailers. So we're optimistic that the Streamlined Sales Tax Project and certified service providers and things like that can overcome the burden and convince the court or the Congress to remove that burden.
Thank you. I think it's rare for a Supreme Court justice to give that kind of almost invitation to correct a decision that at the time was right, but with the change in technology, perhaps that could be changed. By the way, in Utah, when and if that money flows, the intention is to use it to reduce tax rates in other taxpayers rather than growing government. Our second award today is based on something that you saw as headline news at the beginning of this tax filing year. In January or early February, there was news that there were hackers that were basically absconding with people's tax refunds and taking their tax identity. This was a very frightening thing that was discovered, and I don't know how many people realize it, but it was discovered by the special fraud group at the Utah State Tax Commission. I just wonder how long it would have taken to discover that if it hadn't been for people who know what they're doing at our state tax commission, noticing the trends and through their predictive analytics, seeing what was happening and making the IRS and the rest of the state tax commissions across the nation aware, including the private entities that are providing your online tax filing services. Those companies, too, are indebted to the Utah State Tax Commission's Special Fraud Group for the work they have done. And so we'd like to ask our newly appointed Tax Commissioner, John Valentine, to come up and bring with him the people who should be up here on the stand to receive this award. While they're coming up, I just want to note to you that many of us were concerned when it was announced that Bruce Johnson would not be reappointed to the Tax Commission and would be seeking other opportunities. We were very concerned about the hole he would leave in the Tax Commission. But when we heard that Senator John Valentine was going to be his replacement, we all breathed a sigh of relief to know that somebody who has been not only a tax attorney, but a tax CPA, and also a senator who has been involved in the writing of tax law, would be the new Tax Commission chair. So I'd like to read the citation and then ask Commissioner Chair Valentine to introduce the people who were involved in this amazing work that was done. So, the Utah Taxpayers Association Taxpayer Watchdog Award 2015, presented to the Special Fraud Group of the Utah State Tax Commission for exposing and preventing tax frauds from stealing income tax refunds in Utah and throughout the United States, and for strengthening protection of taxpayers' identification and confidential information.
We have with us on the stand today our Executive Director, Barry Conover, and Dolores Furness, who heads up that particular division, and Amy, and I forget your last name, Amy.
Arndt,
who's the Chief Deputy? The Chief Deputy in that division. They do deserve every bit of gratitude for the state of Utah and for the United States for being able to recognize this early on, because when I started calling other tax commissioners to tell them that they had a fraud too, and when I had the same call with the IRS and they didn't believe us, they believe us now. Thank you very much.